Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my wonderful, beautiful friends. Guys, welcome back to r/entitledpeople, where people truly believe they can have what they want, when they want, because they're special. And guys, in today's episode, Karens are getting taught lessons left and right. And Opie tells a tale about her mom not caring about her mobility and wants her to just give away her wheelchair, guys. I hope you enjoy the stories. Don't shake your heads too hard. And as always, you can send or link your post to this email right here. Let's dive in. Okay, so I'm currently studying towards becoming a nurse, and I've been working on a ward that sees all kinds of patients. I'm still quite young, and even though I don't think so, I guess I'm vaguely attractive. I occasionally get attention from patients who don't always keep it professional, but for the most part, everyone is chill. But we know how some Karens have no chill, so here we go. So recently, a teenager who we'll call Todd, about 17 years old, was in the post-anesthetic care unit when I started my shift. I went to retrieve him, but he was still very groggy and honestly a little too touchy-feely, but I put it down to him being half asleep and not being in his right mind. I come back later to see if he's fully awake and do some observation. The whole time, I know he's flirting with me, but I gently rebuff him and keep things professional until the very end. So Todd says to me, "Hey, so I'm thinking, when I'm out of here, do you want to get a coffee sometime? I think you're pretty." I reply, "Thanks, but I'm seeing someone." Hearing me say that, he seems to drop it, with a little attitude, but I thought I got my point across. No more than 20 minutes later, a woman storms up to the nurse's station, demanding to see whoever interacted with Todd. So I say, "Hi, is everything okay with him? I can come with you to his room if you need to discuss his care." Karen then goes on and says, "So my son told me how rude you've treated him, and you should be reported for neglectful care." Hearing her say that, I was very taken aback, and honestly, probably looking like a deer in headlights. I say to her, "I'm sorry?" Karen goes on and says, "How dare you tell my son he's ugly and doesn't have a chance in hell with you?" At that I say, "Ma'am, I never said anything remotely like that." Karen says, "You know what? You're not even that pretty, and you are fat. So I don't want him dating you anyway. You'd never have a chance with my son. I thought you'd be better looking by the way he talked about you." At this point, another nurse comes in and says, "What's going on?" Karen looks at her and says, "This nurse was completely rude to my son. She denied him care, told him he's ugly, and I want her fired. Who can I speak to about this?" So yeah, some more conversation goes down where the nurse manages to convince Karen that her son was exaggerating a tad and that I would have stayed within my professional boundaries. After about half an hour of throwing a tantrum, wanting everyone fired, she grumbles, but she takes what she can get. For the rest of the stay, however, I got death stares from Karen anytime I entered the room, but nothing more than sheepish glances from Todd because he knew he was called out on his BS. I just thank my lucky stars that he never asked me for a sponge bath. So yeah, I'm surprised OP continued to care for that patient after Karen had that huge blow up. And I do understand the weirdness while under sedation and how people do crazy stuff as we've all seen on the internet. But for him to push his luck with a nurse and then tell mommy about it is kind of ridiculous, guys. Like yeah, that's a great way to score a date, right? Tell your mom and have her threaten a girl into dating you. And this person says, "I'm a nurse that they usually send in for stuff like that. I had a patient once that kept touching himself to female nurses and then demanded a bath. He ended up with me as a nurse. I'm a big hairy man, and as soon as he saw me come in, you should have seen the look on his face. He got the best damn bath he ever had, and he was pissed that I was the one taking care of him, and he couldn't find any females to touch himself to anymore. I probably scrubbed 40 years of crud off him." Guys, I love this post, and honestly, I can only imagine all the BS that medical professionals have to deal with on a daily basis. And seriously, if you're listening and you're a medical professional, kudos to you. So some years ago, I was driving pickups and deliveries for a trucking company. It was kind of like UPS or FedEx, but in semis or rigid box trucks. It was nearing the end of the day, and I had to deliver a trampoline to a residential area. It was a fairly new area with plenty of space, but I had to reverse in case there was no way of turning around. But no problem, the road was wide, and so were the corners I had to go around. So I put my semi in reverse and started going backwards. And of course, I was delivering to the last house on the street. Now, the road climbed a bit and was about 600 or 700 meters long, but it all went fine. When I finally got to the end of the road and got out of my truck to unload the trampoline, some guy runs out of his house and he was standing right behind my truck. And the guy starts yelling and swearing at me that I was the biggest idiot on this earth, that I was lost or something, and how the hell could I think of going into a neighborhood with a semi, that I could have run over all the kids in the neighborhood, etc., etc. Now I tried to explain, of course, but he wouldn't let me get a word in. The guy told me that I had absolutely no valid reason for being there, and I need to get out of here right now or he's calling the cops, basically acting like he owned the road. Now, instead of starting an argument with this person, I calmly asked him where he lived. The guy pointed at the house and said, "Number 74, now get out of here." And lo and behold, guess where I was delivering. If you guessed house number 74, you'd be correct. So I again, very calmly told the man, "Well, in that case, I have a trampoline for you." The guy hearing that says, "Oh, my package, well, in that case, I would like it if you could." I then interrupt him and said, "But, since I have no business being in here with a semi, I'll just be waiting for you at the end of the road." And then pointed to the direction I came from. I then say to him, "Mind you, this is the big model, weighing about 130 pounds, and it's a pretty large package, so you might want to bring a wheelbarrow or something." Oh, the joy it was, seeing him coming all the way down the road with his wheelbarrow, and then trying to get this 130 pound trampoline into the wheelbarrow, and starting his long heavy walk 700 meters up to his house again. It was priceless. You know, some people really should think before they start screaming at someone. Like, yeah, semis are pretty uncommon in neighborhoods, yeah, but you don't gotta charge out of your house and start barking at the person driving the semi, acting like you own the neighborhood, sir. I'm just glad OP made him walk all that way, and I wish I could have seen that guy's face when OP was like, "Yeah, I'll just meet you at the end of the street. I'll be there waiting for you." And while we're on the topic of people complaining about things and regretting it, you'll love these next two. So years ago, I worked as an assistant manager for a retail store in art supplies. My store was in a fairly affluent area, and we got lots of bored housewives who dropped $500 because they wanted a new hobby. So one year, the company offered a one-day-only coupon for Black Friday, and the store was swamped. Saturday was swamped, and Sunday was swamped. I'm running a register, trying to get people through as quickly as I can, when she arrives. Now we'll call her Debbie because Karen's overused, in my opinion. So Debbie marches up to me and throws 3 bags of merchandise on my counter. And she says, "I want to return all this stuff, and then rebuy it." I say to her, okay, can I ask why? Now people sometimes did this because they'd used the wrong payment method or something, but I needed to verify. Debbie says to me, "I bought all this stuff on Friday at store so-and-so, a store that was 1,500 miles away, and their tax rate's higher, so I want to return all of it and rebuy it here, to pay lower taxes. Now hurry up, I've been driving all day and I'm tired." I think to myself, this is gonna be a pain, on a very busy day, on what comes out to be about $2.50. So I confirm with the other manager, who agrees it's ridiculous, but we need to do it. So with that, I start the return. But the totals don't match up, so I have to call and talk to the on-call support rep. He tells me that I can only refund my state's tax, and not the other amount. The solution is to manually adjust the prices until the tax and totals match. As I'm doing this, Debbie's complaining how she's tired from driving, that I'm taking too long, and then she starts complaining about her dog, her feet, her back, whatever. But eventually, I get everything balanced and process her return. I say to her, "Okay, the return's been processed." She says to me, "It's about time, and you'd be done already if you weren't so stupid and actually learned your job. Now I want to buy it all again." Now, the thing about art supplies is they can be small and in multitudes. And that's what she purchased. The woman purchased individual pencils, brushes, pastels, sheets of paper, etc. I say to Debbie, "Sure thing, ma'am, but I want to be absolutely certain that I ring up everything right, since I'm dumb." So with a sweet smile, I take everything out of the bags and I ring them up one by one. And of course, some stuff doesn't scan, so it has to be looked up. As I'm going along, she's getting more and more agitated. The insults are getting more frequent, and now everyone in the other lines are glaring at her. At last, everything's rung up, and I give her the total. Now, remember the coupon from the beginning of the story? The code has been pulled from the system. So now, her new total with the reduced tax rate is significantly higher than the old one. And of course, Debbie loses it. She starts screeching. And it's not even words at this point, it's only noise. I say to her, "I'm sorry, ma'am, but it looks like you used the other coupon that was exclusive on Friday. Unfortunately, that coupon's no longer valid, and your new total will be..." I then give her the total, and the woman kept screaming. But she eventually paid, snatched her items, and left. Oh, it was a good day to be in retail. My goodness, guys, I am shaking my head so hard at what she just did. And seriously, I'm hoping she was on vacation or something when she bought the supplies in the first place, because, like, if she drove 1,500 miles to try to save a few dollars, I think I might cry. And guys, the scary thing is, I've read stories where not-so-smart people actually do this, so yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if she drove 1,500 miles to save $2.50. And guys, if you think that Karen complaining was bad, listen to this post. A few years ago, I worked as a cashier at a fast food restaurant. Now, I don't eat fast food, so I don't know how it is with other places. But with this establishment, nothing was free. If you want sauce with your taco, that's 50 cents. Substitute your sour cream with guacamole, sorry, you gotta pay for that. And if you want ranch with your salad, that'll be extra. All these prices were very prominently displayed on the giant menu, in the middle of the lobby, by the way. Now, I was paid minimum wage, and I, nor any of the other cashiers, could not give a damn about all that. It also made the prices ridiculous, as a lot of customers naturally wanted add-ons. So usually, we wouldn't charge for most of those things, but we could only get away with that when the manager wasn't in the front, as she was the strict type. The manager was the yell at you in front of the customers for giving away free sauce type. Well, on a slow day, an older woman, a Karen, walks in and she orders a salad. By the time it got to the register, she'd loaded it with a bunch of extras. So, to be completely honest, there was no rhyme or reason to what I chose to charge people for. It really depended on my mood. Karen's salad was pretty accessorized, so I felt like I had to charge for something, but I was having a good day. So I just rang her up for the salad and the extra guac, and that was all. It was something like $12.50, and she immediately starts to complain about the price. She basically screams at me saying, "That's ridiculous. It shouldn't cost that much for a salad. Even $11 was way too much." At that I respond, "I'm sorry, ma'am, but that's the price on the menu." She then replies, "Well, I'm not paying. A salad should not cost that much, you idiot." So I tried to explain that I was only a cashier and I did not in fact control the menus. But Karen would have none of it and she grew increasingly rude. And then she dropped the classic dreaded line. She said, "Can I speak to your manager?" At that, I just hesitate. I look her in the eye and said, "You don't want to do that." Karen says, "Yes, I do. Now get me your manager right now." Again, I tried and I repeated myself saying, "Ma'am."
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You don't want to do that. But Karen wouldn't have it. She says, Are you playing stupid? Just go get your manager. So with that, I went to the back. I told my manager that there's a customer who wanted to speak with her. She came to the register with me, looked at the salad, looked at what I rang up, and she immediately starts going off. How I didn't add the salsa, the chips, the house dressing, blah blah blah. Now I was used to this, so I just stood there and I stared at the customer, as my manager just screams at me. The whole time, the Karen just stares back dumbfounded. And then my manager takes over the register, corrected the order, and left, without even acknowledging Karen at all. The newly adjusted price came out to be $16.50. I just stared at her and said, I told you you don't want the manager. The woman just paid and she left without another word. Guys, a Karen complaining to the manager and having it backfire is the best thing ever, isn't it? Hopefully Karen learned that sometimes it's better to stay quiet. And seriously, it's not like the prices were hidden, right? Like, if you don't want a $10 salad, don't buy a $10 salad and then complain about the price. Like, I honestly don't even know what that woman was expecting the manager to do. Like, come out and give her half off and let her pay $5 for it? Seriously, some people are in their own little worlds where nothing around them is real. A few years ago, I lived in Germany, and I wanted to spend the winter holidays in my homeland, Serbia. So I packed my three kids in my back seat. The twins were less than 2 years old, and the elder daughter was 7. I drove from Hamburg to Hungary, where I had to cross the border to enter Serbia. However, due to the holiday season, the line with the cars and buses was more than 1 kilometer long. There was no other option but to wait patiently and move slowly forward, a few meters at a time. As time went by, my kids got restless. I had to feed them, change their diapers, calm them down, etc. So as I was focused on my kids changing their diapers in the back seats, I didn't notice that 2 buses went through the border, and that I had to move my car forward. So 3 cars behind me used this opportunity to slip by and to get in front of me, which, by the way, was not allowed before a customs border. I noticed and went to them. I said to them that what they did wasn't fair, that I had 3 small kids in my car and I was dealing with them. And if I could wait patiently for my turn, so could they. But they all ignored me, and one woman even laughed at me and basically told me it was too bad I wasn't paying attention. Now, the thing is, I didn't tell them that what they did is illegal, as I thought everyone knew this. There were several signs that warned drivers to not drive around and pass the car in front of them, as it may cause accidents, arguments, and slow traffic even more. I didn't have the time or energy to argue with them, so I get back in my car and I thought, if I can wait 6 hours, then I can also wait for 6.5 hours. Well, here's the thing. Some 15 minutes later, 2 customs officers patrolled down the line of cars, towards us. They looked inside each car, and when they saw toddlers in my back seat, one of them told me that they would immediately open the 2nd gate, to speed things up. Well, the 3 drivers from the cars in front of me heard this. They were outside having a smoke, and they rushed back to their driver's seats, started their car, and I knew what was coming. I took my time starting the engine, and before I could drive to the gate, the 3 of them blocked me, cut me off, and sped off to park at the front of the 2nd gate that was now open. At this point, I had a gut feeling that my sister Karma, the bitch of bitches, was about to act. So those 2 customs officers saw what happened, and they let the 3 cars through the gate. But as soon as they rolled through, someone was there directing their cars to the parking lots inside the customs border. Now, anyone who's ever crossed the Hungarian-Serbian border knows what that means. That they were going to search all 3 cars and their passengers and baggage thoroughly. Which meant hours and hours of waiting, answering endless questions, unpacking, packing, all sorts of annoying stuff. When I arrived at the gate, the customs officers greeted me and asked for passports, and also asked, what's the purpose of traveling? I told them I wanted to spend this Christmas with our grandparents in Serbia. He stamped our passports, greeted me, and wished me safe travels and a Merry Christmas. And as a Christmas gift for me, he promised that he would keep the 3 cars at the customs border for the next 6 hours at least, and they would have to pay a really nasty fine for what they did. The 2nd customs officer said, I hope you enjoyed your stay in Hungary, ma'am. And I told him, oh yes I did, sir. I surely did. Holy, that was some sweet justice right there, guys. Like, cutting in front of someone is already such an a-hole move, right? Especially when there's signs all over saying not to. But doing it while in front of Border Patrol, when they didn't specifically instruct you to, oh my goodness, you've gotta be some kind of special entitled. So I'm a 17-year-old female, and I have misaligned hips, causing a lot of pain. So I can't go long distances without the assistance of a wheelchair. I can also get around with a cane, but I much rather prefer the chair since it allows for a pillow on my bad hip. Some more context is, my parents are also separated. And this brings me to when my mom yesterday calls me to explain that my stepsister has torn her ACL. And she needs to take my wheelchair after her surgery. Now, I don't have any malice towards my step-siblings, but my mom married my stepdad really fast. And before that, I've only met him a handful of times. Now, the issue is that the weekend she's planning on coming home is the same day that a group of my friends and I are going on a colonial tour around the city for my birthday. When I asked if she could just ask the doctor for crutches or something for her, mom said that it would come out of pocket since her insurance won't cover it. Whereas my father's plan covers mine as a child. I told her that stepsister can have my cane, but I'm gonna need my wheelchair, since the tour was a whole day of walking. Hearing me say that, mom gets annoyed, and she starts to sigh while shaking her head no, like I wasn't understanding. She then said that I can use the cane, but the wheelchair was going to my stepsister, no ifs, ands, or buts. She also said that I could reschedule for another weekend, which would most likely result in me never going, as there aren't refunds and I don't have enough money to pay for another ticket. I said the last part was fine, but she would have to pay for our tickets for us to go again. At that, she scoffed, and she said that wasn't going to work, and by doing that, it would cost more than buying a pair of crutches. I tried to explain that it would still be cheaper than buying a new wheelchair, like mine, but she just kept shutting it down, saying that my stepsister will be getting the wheelchair for as long as she needs. The argument ends with her saying, "I'm not asking, I'm telling you, and you will do as I say." She then hung up on me without saying another word. Now I will admit that I was feeling a bit spiteful. So the other day, I asked my friend if I could just store my wheelchair in the back of her trunk for the trip, as I was planning on going to her house after the trip, even before she called. Now I do feel like an a-hole for hiding my chair, but this will be the first time in years that I'm actually celebrating my birthday, and I don't want to spend the whole time in pain or resenting my stepsister for making me lose a lump of money I had to work overtime for. Either way, I am going to be agitated because my mom won't listen to any of my suggestions or see things from my point of view. Yeah, I think OP needs to tell her dad about this and let him deal with it. Like, clearly mom doesn't care about OP at all, to the point that she's taking away her daughter's wheelchair for her stepdaughter for as long as it takes her to heal, which is absolutely absurd. She's gotta figure things out fast because if the parents are separated and OP does end up staying at mom's, you know she'll be hounding her to hand over the wheelchair. Alright, so I'm a 28-year-old male, and my girlfriend, 26 years old, got laid off about 6 months ago. She's been unemployed ever since, and that means that money is tight. I'm covering the rent, utilities, groceries, etc. Everything except her car payment and gas money. So my problem is that my girlfriend keeps eating all of our food, like all of it. We always run out of food money before my paycheck comes in, and she'll eat whatever she wants, and she'll leave me like plain crackers or lettuce. Like, when I say everything, I mean everything. Even stuff I've specifically labeled or said that I want. The cupboards will be bare, and I'll have to skip meals for 3 days before my paycheck because she's eaten everything. She's probably gained nearly 30 pounds since she was let go. With that said, I came home from work for lunch the other day, and I brought each of us a Subway sandwich. I only ate half of mine, so I popped it in the fridge and I told her I would just have it for dinner. When I got off work and went to eat it, she'd already eaten it. It got really out of hand when I bought some cupcakes to give my sister for her birthday, and some pomegranate juice that I really love but can't often have because it's expensive. I put them in the fridge, told her not to touch them, and both were gone. There was only one cupcake left, out of a box of 4 fully sized ones, and my whole juice was gone. And at that, I lost it. I screamed at her to stop effing eating everything I buy. She says she's hungry and she's stressed from being unemployed and she can't help it. I just yelled at her and I told her it was disgusting that I can't leave food in my own home. She started crying and telling me that I'm shaming her and to just let her live her life the way she wants. So am I the a-hole? So yeah guys, I was shared this post because of the other post I read about OP's boyfriend freaking out about her getting a fridge lockbox in her house. And in this one, OP's voted not the a-hole. Like, in my opinion, I personally believe that she needs help. OP's girlfriend might have slipped into depression and developed an eating disorder to cope. And guys, a lot of people are giving the girlfriend flack for not getting off her butt and just picking up any job. And this person comments, I agree, she needs help. But she's also not apologizing and trying to be better. She's excusing herself and trying to turn things around on him. Having been severely depressed and having an eating disorder myself, it's still selfish not to try and watch your partner go hungry month after month while having the nerve to not even apologize. And this person says, if you have to consider putting a lock on the fridge to keep your significant other from eating all the food, it's likely time to consider ending the relationship. You're supposed to be partners, and you need to ask yourself if the relationship is worth it at this stage. You're not the a-hole, OP, but it seems like your partner's going through a lot emotionally and has turned to food for comfort. If she can't stop herself from eating your dinner or your sister's birthday cupcakes, this is much more than her just being inconsiderate. This sounds like a food addiction of some kind, and she likely needs professional help. So yeah, guys, let me know what you think. There's a lot of people in the comments saying that since OP's so young, to just cut the relationship with her because it's not gonna go anywhere. Guys, let me know if you agree, if you disagree, leave your comments below. And that, my friends, brings us to another NFR/entitled people. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's stories. If you did, hit that thumbs up. And if you're not subscribed, consider subscribing so you don't miss these crazy stories. And if you missed the last episode on the channel, I'll link it right here. A psycho Karen tries to cancel OP's wedding, and she learns a very expensive lesson. Go check it out if you haven't, and myself and Stevie Boy will see you guys in the next one. We love you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.